West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, with Bishop Dr. Wayne Thomas and Minister Charistia Thomas.
I want you to stand up this time and play it.
Jesus.
Come on, tell the Lord thank you.
Amen.
Come on, tell him thank you again. How many of us know out there that the Lord will help us? Amen. He will help us when we least expect it. Amen. 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 For truly the Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. There is a word from the Lord. We're not going to hold you long, but there is a word from the Lord found in Philippians chapter 3. You want to look at two verses. Verses 13 and 14. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. We find it, say amen.
Amen.
Those that are able to stand, let us stand for the reading of God's holy word. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Remain standing right where you are. Then I want to look at Luke's gospel. We'll look at Luke chapter 9, verse 62. It's Jesus talking. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. You may be seated in the Lord's church. Father, how we thank you now for your word. Thank you, God, for thy people. Thank you for this pastor. And now, God, we ask that you would have mercy upon all of us, oh God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will speak a word that we may hear from heaven and heaven alone. Now, Master, all of us confess we have sinned and fall short of your glory. We repent of all our sins in the name of Jesus. And we pray now you forgive us of all thy sins. Hide thy servant behind thine cross where there is power. Let us down in thy trenches of thy word. And then, God, as we lift up Jesus, lift all of us up to the place you would have us to be. It is simply in the name of Jesus we pray this prayer. And all of God's children said, amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Again, we certainly give honor to our God, to Jesus, who is the Christ, to the leading guide of God, precious, holy, and divine spirit. Certainly, we thank God for our pastor, Pastor Sampson. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise for him. Amen. We do pray your strength, Pastor, in the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for Lady Thomas, my wife, and our children. Amen. It's good to be here. On today, New Jerusalem, it's good to be home. Amen.
Amen.
It is greatly appreciated, amen, that you allow us to come share our convictions for our Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I simply want to talk about this morning, looking at that 13th verse in that third chapter, where Paul says, I do forget those things which are behind, and reaching forward unto those things which are ahead. I simply want to talk about go forward.
Come on.
Go forward. Go forward. Paul is the writer of this book called Philippians. Paul, he was an apostle. Jesus Christ met, his name was Saul at that time, on the road by way of Damascus. And at that time, Jesus called Saul and changed his name to Paul. Amen. The apostle Paul was a tent maker by trade. In other words, he was a working preacher. Amen. But in this book called Philippians, or the church at Philippi, rather, Paul wrote this letter to thank the Philippian church for blessing him both spiritually and financially. Are y'all with me here? And Paul wanted to let them know that he appreciated them. But Paul also, amen, my beloved brothers and sisters, wanted to let them know that he learned how to be content in whatever state that he was in. Amen. Paul here, Paul switches, and Paul, amen, lets them know that the call of God is a high call. Amen. Not only to the preacher, but also to you and I. Amen. Every role, every position in the Lord and in the Lord's church matter. In other words, God does not want us to be stagnant, but God wants us to learn how to go forward. Are y'all with me here? Because there's a lot of us here this morning that's stuck in our past. We won't move forward because people bring up our past and try to hold us there. All right. But what I have come to discover is, my brothers and my sisters, on my way to heaven, all of us have a past, amen, and how dare a hold or try to hold one another to our past. All right. Are y'all in the house here? And so here, all of us have a past, but it's up to us how we use our past. All right. Now, we can sit there and feel sorry for ourselves that we have messed up. Or we can use our past failures and mistakes to push us, y'all listen to me, forward into our destiny. Are y'all with me here?
Thank you, Lord.
Here it is, here it is, here it is, New Jerusalem. It is always going to be somebody, amen, trying to bring up our past. They will say, yeah, child, they're doing pretty good right now. But I remember when they used to do so-and-so. But I remember when you used to do so-and-so. Are y'all with me here? And so, but I made up in my mind that I'm not going to allow no one to hinder me from my forward progress in God. Are y'all with me? And so, New Jerusalem, here, we cannot let people hold us in our past. In the book, Lester Sumrall, in The Names of God, I know last time I was home, we talked about The Names of God, but I was looking at it, Pastor. And in the book, I ran across a name called El Shaddai. All right. And what El Shaddai means, go look it up, Genesis 17 and 1, when God was encouraging Moses. All Amen. Right. Look it up. And El Shaddai means God Almighty. All right. Amen. And if we got God Almighty on our side, amen, I'm not going to let my past, failures, and mistakes keep me from going forward in the things of God. Amen here. And so we need to learn how to depend on God. Yes. And so here Paul talks to the church because he says, brethren, I'm in that 13th verse of that third chapter of Philippians. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Now I have to stop right there. I have to stop there. Paul sat at the feet of Gamaliel. Paul was a scholar. Paul planted churches. Paul knew the word. He lived the word. He preached the word. He was an example to us of Jesus the Christ. And this man, this apostle named Paul said, I count not myself to have apprehended. I have still not got hold of that which got hold of me.
Amen.
In other words, I'm not there yet. Amen. I'm working toward a forward progress. Are y'all with me here? And so now Paul's hope was perfect and complete in his salvation in Jesus Christ. But within himself, Paul, the man Paul, Paul said, I'm not there yet. I'm a work in progress. With all of those scholarly achievements, with all of the things that Paul have done, Paul said, I'm not there yet. I'm still working on it, and he's still working on me.
Oh, yes, Lord.
But Paul remembered when he used to beat and whip Christians. He remembered in his mind, amen, the wrong that he done. Paul could not, and you cannot, and I cannot. I want y'all to get this morning. I'm standing 10 toes down. I'm not backing off. I want you to understand this morning. We cannot obliterate our past. We cannot erase our past. We still think about it every now and then. But don't you let your past hold you from getting to what God wants you to be. Are y'all with me here? Learn how to go forward in the things of God. In other words, if God has forgiven me, then I am forgiven. Are y'all with me? And I have no need to worry about what come up or what say who. There's no forgiveness. And I'm getting ahead of myself, but that's all right. There's no forgiveness like a divine forgiveness. Amen. Because God, amen, is perfect. And if he say I'm forgiven, then guess what? I don't care what you say. I'm forgiven. Amen. And so now, thank you, Holy Ghost. And so now Paul here, he said, I count not myself to apprehend it. But he said, but this one thing I do, that is, forgetting those things which are behind. And he said, I'm reaching forward unto those things which are before. In other words, God has something for each and every one of us in this morning. God wants to bless us. God wants to push us forward. But we allow our circumstances and people and things and places to hold us back. Paul said, he said, forgetting those things which are behind.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm reaching for the things which are before. And that is the things of God.
Yes,
are y'all with me here?
Hallelujah.
And Paul here, he says,
I press
toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Are y'all with me here?
Hallelujah.
He said, I press. In other words, I'm going far.
Yes, Lord.
And that settles it. I'm going straight ahead.
Yes.
I don't care what's on the side or what's behind me, but I am going straight ahead.
Yes,
I'm not going to allow your opinions, amen, to hold me down.
Yes.
Because God has been too good to you and I. To allow anything to hold us down. Are y'all with me here?
Yes,
and so Paul says, I press. Paul says, in other words, he used his energy to focus on the reward.
Yes,
he used his energy to focus on the reward. So he pressed for the mark of the pride of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And so what Paul is saying here is that heaven is on his mind.
Yeah,
Jesus is on his mind.
Yeah, Lord.
And he said, I press. Amen, toward that mark of the prize one day to be with Jesus. Of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In other words, and Jesus says, a lot of us, don't want to go forward because we have put our hand to the plow.
All right.
Now, he's not just talking about preachers. All right. He's talking about you two in the pew.
You've been listening to the House of Praise Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church at 8 Prospect Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, with Dr. Wayne Thomas and Sharisha Thomas. For correspondence, call 318-792-8565. The House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church. KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Thank you.
a brand new start. No other love I know can bring joy down in my soul. I've got the love of Jesus down in my heart.
Is in my heart. about to